West Virginia's Republican Senator Shelley Moore Capito says she will offer changes to the Senate's health care bill, which is designed to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act. The senator says a delay in the vote means more time to get the bill right.
And I waited for changes. They never came.
Senator Shelley Moore Capito says she knew more than a week ago that she could not support the Senate Republican-backed health care bill. The senator, however, did not formally make a statement about the stance until after Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell announced Tuesday he's delaying a vote because of opposition in his caucus. Capito says the delay will give senators more time to make changes to the bill, some of which she has offered in previous discussions. Specifically, Capito says she wants the bill to include subsidies that help make health care more affordable for low-income Americans. She wants an additional $45 billion included for opioid and substance abuse treatment programs. And she says the bill does not include enough funding for Medicaid, the national health care program that provides insurance for hundreds of thousands of low-income and disabled West Virginians.
I don't think it's good for West Virginia. I've heard from West Virginians. I can see for myself what it does, and I absolutely am opposed to the direction that bill was going.
State and national groups have targeted Capito during the past several weeks, attempting to influence her vote on the bill. Many of those efforts are continuing, with a final vote now expected after Congress's 4th of July break. Democratic Senator Joe Manchin has expressed opposition to the Republican health care plan since the House of Representatives approved its proposal in early May. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Ashton Mara.